So, Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the
Creator God, as we complete another tough week that has demanded much of us, let us use the time going home to see the beauty of blossoming flowers and the greening of the earth in our drive to those we love. May it help us leave the pressures we experience here behind us and enjoy the resting, enriching weekend for loved ones and our souls. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 8th, Senator from the 11th, Senator from Phelps, Senator from the 4th, Senator from Cole, Senator from 14th, Senator from Barry, Senator from Lewis, Senator from the 9th. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 56th day, Wednesday, April 24th, 2013. The Senate met pursuant
Senator from Newton.
Mr. Chairman, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with. The same be approved as the limit fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to announce the photographers from KRCG-TV. We've been given permission to take flash pictures and video of the Senate chamber.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from 7th.
Moment of personal privilege.
Senator will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, it came to my attention this morning that I understand when we have issues in this body, in this General Assembly, that they can become contentious, and we do the best that we can to be victorious, and often that time comes where we hire outside, we don't, but the special interests hire outside groups to come in on their behalf and lobby us for a variety of causes. And typically and usually the lobbying is above board. It's based on the facts of the issues, and you do your best to present the evidence as you can and hope that your side is persuasive. But occasionally we see a tactic sink to a level that is unacceptable. And what I have here in my hand is a dastardly personal and political attack on one of our great business owners in this state, Sue McCollum. We have a very complicated, very difficult issue on the franchising law that we've been debating. We debated it last year, we're debating it this year. And both sides of the issue are passionate. Both sides have armed themselves with the best lobbyists that they can find. But when I see some attack like this on one of our esteemed business owners in the state, it just makes me so furious that it raises to the level of coming onto this floor and denouncing it. This attack is nothing more than an attempt to try and confuse the issue by making it about something that it is not. This pamphlet that was circulated, and I'd be happy to provide it to any senator who would like to see it, has nothing to do with the issue at hand. It has nothing to do with the facts that we're discussing. What it has to do with is political contributions and a questioning of a great business owner in here. And I got to tell you, Mr. President, a couple Fridays ago, I had the privilege to tour and to visit one of the warehouses for the Major Brands Corporation. And I met the 140 employees that work there. I've had many of my constituents who are employed there come into my office and explain how important in this economy, in any economy, their job is to them and to the state of Missouri. And for them, we go forth to understand the issue. It's for the people whose jobs are on the line that we fight on their behalf, not because of political contributions. And if this is the type of tactics that lobbyists are going to resort to, then this is open season for every single issue that comes before us, because every single lobbyist outside that those doors are being paid by somebody. And if they're going to say that any senator or any House member is motivated because of a campaign contribution they received or didn't receive, then that is an indictment of the entire process, the entire assembly, and it leaves all of us in a worse state for trying to solve the problems of the people. This is unfortunate, and I would appreciate the lobbyists who are responsible for this to own up to their actions and to suggest that the facts of the issues will decide the outcome, not these types of attacks. I denounce them, and I hope that the Senate and I hope that the House sees them for what they are, which is just a desperate act of desperate people who are losing this argument. And with that, Mr. President, I would like to inquire the senator from the 28th.
Does the senator from Polk yield for inquiry?
I do.
He yields. You may inquire.
Bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, this is your legislation.
Correct.
Wanted to have an opportunity to talk to you a little bit about this type of tactic and get your thoughts on what you think the intended outcome of their flyer is.
First of all, I handled this piece of legislation because I believed in that piece of legislation. It needed to come in front of this body, and it shouldn't be a discussion on. I believed in the company I went and seen, and the people I met, and the people that's been here in this chamber, that they have every right to do that, to present their side of it. For the people sitting up here in the upper galleries that don't understand what we're doing today, maybe some of them don't, but this is politics at its worst. You just brand somebody. I didn't handle that bill because who she contributed to. I didn't even know who she contributed to and don't care. I handled a bill because I thought it was the right thing to do. That's why I handled a bill. And when you get everybody in the whole arena hired on this issue, you know, I've heard different members before say this, but you hire everybody outside these doors, which is fine. Everybody has a right to do that. But this is the Missouri Senate. We're above this kind of crap. And that's what this is. This is a bunch of crap, you know, to do this to an individual, trying to smear their name, trying to kill the legislation. And not only that, they call out our colleagues, too, like we're doing something wrong by doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know, if they want to fight the issues, fight the issues. Stay with the facts. It's kind of a big boys club, you know, and for this little... I better be careful what I say because I'm going to say something wrong in front of everybody. But I'd like to tell them what kind of a chicken blank person they are to do this kind of stuff to an individual. They have no right to do that, Senator. Democrat, Republican, I don't care in this chamber. But when you start passing this personal stuff out to people, it's wrong. Just because you're getting paid and making a little money. And if you need money that bad, if they need money that bad,
well, Senator, and I've noticed also, no one takes credit for it. You know, when we send out mail pieces during our campaigns, we put paid for by, and we say, this is coming from us. You look at this, this is an anonymous attack. No one even has the guts to say, we believe these things on this paper. This is just an insidious, clandestine attempt to undermine and defame a good business owner. We talk about creating jobs in the General Assembly. We make it a focus. Number one priority for everybody is creating jobs. This woman is doing it. And the lobbyists have the guts to attack her for it and to try to protect the jobs that she's created and the business that she's built along with her late husband, Todd, and they don't even have the guts to put their names on it and say this came from us. So I just wanted to take a moment of this body's time and say that attacks like this should not go undiscussed.
There's one thing I'll tell you, Senator, about this form here, and it looks like a primary piece or a general piece is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, Tim, that I almost guarantee you today, it'll be a consultant that done this. I'll just almost guarantee it does. And I don't know who it'll be, but I hope we find out. And if they're big enough to distribute this up here at State Capitol, then they're big enough to say who done it.
I agree.
What they ought to be doing. Otherwise, they shouldn't put this crap out to us.
Well, Senator, I appreciate the legislation you brought forward. I hope that we can talk about it in a fact-based, evidence way and try to solve that problem. And I ask the General Assembly, not just the Senate, but the General Assembly to disregard personal and political attacks of this nature. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the Senator from the 7th.
Does the Senator yield? Proceed.
Senator, I have also seen this information. As you know, this is a very complicated issue. I have spent more time on this piece of legislation than I have on probably many of the most important pieces of legislation that we are considering this year. And I have a file just so I can understand what this legislation is all about. I've had study sessions over this legislation from both sides. I think if any of our colleagues know anything about me, is that I do my research and I try to understand the issue so I can articulate that issue on the floor. Now, Senator, I've had several of my constituents come to me. They work for this company, and they have been very passionate and almost nervous. When you look in their eyes, they're nervous about the legislation and the several lawsuits that are out there. And what I found out is that many people are not taking the time to comprehend what this legislation is all about. I have not made a commitment on one side or the other, but the commitment that I did make to my constituents is that I would understand this issue. And when I see pieces of campaign pieces like this that are delivered to offices throughout this building, I am greatly concerned because that tells me that someone decided to play in cheap politics. It's cheap. I heard about the blogs. They're attacking our colleagues who are in this chamber. They're attacking my friends who are in the lower chamber. And I think it's unacceptable and it's unforgivable. But what our objection should be in the General Assembly is that we take time to understand what these pieces of legislation mean. And let me tell you, right now we are dealing with a huge controversy with Missouri law that we have in place and case law that supports what we have in place versus what the federal court has decided, the Eighth Circuit Court. They made a determination on one aspect of the franchise law, but we have another aspect. After prohibition, the federal government said states shall decide what their law will be when it comes to alcohol. But I bet a whole bunch of people don't know, you know, many of the things that I'm saying right now. So I said, let me go back and let me look at some of these cases that are outlined in this bill. Let me look at the opinion of the federal court and make a determination. So I also did my due diligence, Senator, and I talked to the Attorney General's office. Did I have to do that? No, I didn't. I needed to make sure I found an unbiased source to give me information so I could understand this issue. But what I have seen in this is bullying by the lobby crew. This is bullying. And I don't appreciate it. Each and every single one of us in this body got elected by 176,000 people. Each and every single one of us. And I want to make a point because I've made this point. I don't think you've heard this, Senator, because you weren't here last year and you weren't here the year before that. But let me tell you something I've said before. Lobbyists are not going to bully me. They are not going going to tell me what to do, because I think that our constituents, they're the ones who decide what we are going to do, because they are the ones who elected us. They are the ones who gave us this job. And let me tell you, I take very seriously when I have constituents come to me who are black, who are white, who are young, who are old, who are rich, and who are poor. I take very Mr. President, can we have some decorum in this chamber? When we are considering pieces of legislation, it is of the utmost importance that we understand what these issues are. And let me tell you, I am not going to prefer one owner to another owner, but you know what I care about? I care about the people of Missouri and the people, the senators in this chamber, and the representatives in the lower chamber getting their fair and due respect. It is unacceptable for our colleagues to be attacked by cheap politics on bills that we are considering. It's cheap politics, Senator. Do you think it's cheap politics?
Senator, I'm leaving as soon as we complete this to go be with my ailing grandfather, and I was going to leave this morning until this crossed my desk, and this rose to the importance of me staying and delaying me being back home with him so that I could point out the ridiculous desperate efforts that this represents. Because you know what, Senator? On the back of this page is a contribution history of individuals given. And I'll tell you who's not on this page. That's Bill Murray or Donnie Matthews or Lori Ellett or Tammy Wheeler. These are my constituents who have their jobs on the line, who I'm on this floor fighting for. They're not anywhere near any of this attempted attack to defame a good business owner in the state. So I couldn't agree more with you, and I appreciate you standing up and sharing your thoughts.
Well, thank you. Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the senator from Polk.
Senator from Polk, you yield to the senator from the 14th.
Senator, we don't get these occasions. Thank you. Senator, we don't get these occasions to talk about certain matters on the floor. You and I don't often engage. We have a lot of sidebar conversations. I didn't even know that you sponsored this bill. I just knew that I had a whole bunch of people from various sides of the issue come to my office. And I knew that with that kind of movement into my office about a bill, then I needed to research it. I have put more time at this point in this bill than I have in medical malpractice, second injury fund, and several other bills. I put more time into this bill alone. I have a file of a bill that hasn't even come to the floor yet. And for me to spend this amount of time on a bill, understanding the dynamics of it, it's like a foreign language. Now I understand this foreign language of alcohol law. Never thought that this would be before my... This is a conversation. This bill is a conversation at my local restaurants. And I can't even talk about, you know, my family or my friends. I'm talking about this legislation. I never thought that I would be at home in my spare time, in my personal time with my buddies and my friends, and this is the issue that is predominant. This is the issue, not Medicaid expansion, not any of the circuit breaker. This is the issue. This is the issue. And for someone or some people to have the audacity and the careless reaction to have pieces of literature like this, because it is campaign literature, for them to do that is a disgrace and a dishonor to what this body and what this building is supposed to be. It is a clear disrespect for what we are supposed to do. Clear. And I apologize to all of my colleagues who have been attacked in this, because you don't deserve it. Democrat, Republican, rural, urban, I don't care where you're from. For those people who have been attacked, it is not right. And you know what? Someone should make a complaint on this, because it does not say who the source is. And if people are doing this kind of bullying to pass some legislation, shows how desperate they are. But here's what is important, Senator, is that we do our due diligence to understand the issue from both aspects. from all aspects. That's what I have been trying to do. That is what I have done. I have asked different questions. I have taken out my human-sized post-it board, literally, to map this bill out. I have taken, by the time, there are only a few things that I've taken out my human-sized post-it board for. Local control, a bill that the senator from Buchanan had last year that I was against, and because I mapped it out, I then supported it. But this is so complex that we must take time to understand it and have a good grasp of it. Now, I support our companies that are in the state of Missouri, absolutely, hands down. But let me tell you, Senator, as a woman, I feel that this individual is being attacked and bullied by these national entities that don't even have an interest in the state of Missouri. They're bullying a woman because she is a woman and because she has a fair market in this state. Now, you know what? I have no position on it yet. I'm studying, but I take that offensively. I am offended that someone would be so careless as to disrespect this body and entities in our state that provide jobs just because they want to have a bigger share of the market.
Senator, I agree with what you're saying. I'll tell you one thing. If people really believe that the senators in this state vote can be bought by seeing something like this, or this is going to make all the Republicans in this chamber vote against the bill because somebody donated to Democrats. Are we that dumb?
Well, they voted to Democrats and Republicans alike.
That's what people think. That's why they put this out, trying to say, well, you Republicans ought not even support this. You shouldn't even listen to the bill. You shouldn't even listen to the facts of this, because it's a complicated issue, what we're talking about here.
It's a different language, Senator.
It is tough, and it's not an easy deal for all of us to get through, because we do care about Missouri businesses. We want to protect them, but we want the free market also. We will all, but there's a balance. Our decision is to try to find out, is there a solution or not? But this shouldn't sway anybody. I mean, it makes us, it belittles every senator
in the state.
It's cheap
politics. It's cheap politics at its finest.
Yeah.
At its finest. And I hope that the people who are trying to keep their name out of this, I hope that we are able to take that cover off so we can expose them and know what kind of cheap person that is. We need to know who is so cheap. Well, who is so cheap to bend over in this form and expect us to listen. I want to know who is so cheap.
You know how people call us off the floor out there and talk about issues and everything? I'm sure when we get done talking here, they're going to call us out there and say, who done this? They're going to call you out there and the side guy, somebody's going to say, hey,
well,
don't you know, Senator, I did this.
Well, as soon as I find out who did this, they're not invited to my office. Senator, I'm just telling you right now, if I find out who did this, they are no longer invited to my office. It's cut off. I usually have an open door policy. Whoever did this, you're cut off. And let this be a message to all. Let it be a message to all. You engage in this kind of cheap politics, there are ramifications for it, because I will call you out. I will call you out. And if I know who did this, if I find out who did this, I am going to call you out.
Well, Senator, the only thing I would like to say, and I'm going to lose my voice here in a minute, I don't care whether it's a Democrat or Republican. I don't care. This stuff don't belong.
I don't care either.
This don't belong in the Senate, and it belittles all of us to try to do this kind of propaganda out there, to think we're that low on the that we would go for something like that. I just think it's an insult to every one of us in this chamber.
It is an insult, and it's an assault to us, because we have more integrity than that. And you know what? We're not stupid. We're all elected. Every single one of us in this body, we are able to articulate the values that we have and the principles that we have. And I don't think this entity or these people understand that we actually think in this body. We think and we talk and we negotiate and we try to come to an understanding, even if we grossly disagree on certain things. We have a common respect for one another. But whoever did this is not only cheap, but once we find out who did this, I will be exposing them, and I hope that you help me out with that.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
An introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two introductions, actually, this morning, Mr. President. One is on behalf of the senator from Boone, but I think everybody will understand who this young man is. With us today, we have James Parker Atkins. He goes by Parker. Jay Atkins' son. Everybody knows Jay from DNR. Parker lives in Columbia and attends Russell Boulevard Elementary. Parker's mother is Haley, and he has two sisters, Georgia and Phoebe, right? Parker's 6 years old. He indicated to me that when he grows up, he wants to be a lawyer, Mr. President, and we have lots of time to change his mind. I'd ask that Parker be made a page for the day with compensation paid for by the senator from Boone, and that the body make him feel welcome today.
Parker, we will make you page for the day to serve without to serve with compensation from the senator from Boone.
President, my other introduction, it gives me great pleasure to introduce with us this morning Jessica Bomber is here with her fourth grade class from St. Francis Xavier School in Taos. I'd ask that they stand and with the parents and teachers that are with them. The fourth grade is visiting the Capitol today to see legislation in action, Mr. President. And they will tour the governor's mansion, the old MSP site as well. I might also mention that my niece, Madeline Kehoe, is in this group. No, you know, I don't want anybody to pay special attention to her. But I would like the Senate to make these kids and their teacher feel welcome today, along with their parents.
Let's welcome Madeline and the guests from the senator from Polk. I actually have special guests in the upper gallery. Behind those of you standing up, clamoring for attention, is the fourth graders from St. Cletus and St. Charles. I have many good friends and both parents and children in that class. I'd ask them to please stand. Behind me here, we have a good friend of mine, Shelley Hollowell, and her daughter, Brianna Hollowell. Brianna is celebrating her 10th birthday, and I am going to make her a page for the day to serve without compensation. Or maybe we'll give her a little something. I hear she's got cupcakes. Senator from the 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is my distinct honor and privilege to introduce two separate sets of guests today. First of all, we've got the doctor of the day. Dr. Joseph Corrado from Mexico, Missouri, is here with his wife, Donna. He is a general and vascular surgeon from Mexico, Missouri, in the 10th Senatorial District. And he has said if anyone needs any surgery done today, to please stop by. He's willing to help you out in any way you need. Please make them welcome. I've got a second set of guests, Mr. President. Today I'd like to introduce Ron Fisher and Brian Cheney, if they could please stand up. They're with the Callaway County Public Water Supply District, number 2, and that's important for this reason. They are the winners of the Missouri Rural Water Association statewide water taste test. Now, I was concerned because I just made the decision out in Callaway County to not hook up to the water supply system, and I kept my pump for my well, and I replaced that instead. I was nervous that I missed out on the best tasting water in the state. They told me I actually would have been hooking up to supply district number 1, that their water tastes awful, and I made the right decision. So let's give a big round of applause to those folks with the best tasting water in the state of Missouri, Ron Fisher and Brian Cheney.
All right, let's welcome all the guests to the Senator from the 10th. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is wonderful to be here. It's really great to see this bright young man here who wants to be a future officer of the court, an attorney, a counselor to help individuals and small businesses with all of their legal needs someday. It's good to see a future lawyer. But I am here standing to introduce a really good friend of mine, Mike Shadle. He's here with his wife, Allison, and their two children, Madeline and Patrick. They are up here experiencing what we do here in the Senate. They're going to have a big tour. They're going to go all over the place here in Jefferson City, and I'm really happy that they're here today. I would ask that my colleagues make them feel welcome and that Patrick and Madeline be made pages for the day, and I will take care of the compensation myself.
Okay. Your guests will be made pages for the day to serve without compensation. And would the guests of the senator from the 15th please rise and be welcomed by the Senate. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I have two very special guests I'd like to introduce. There also, it did make me a little concerned when the senator from the 10th kept referring to number 2 when she was talking about water. I just thought that was a little strange. But anyway, we have some great guests from Lafayette County, Missouri Rural Water Association. We have a lot of folks here to advocate on behalf of rural water, and we all like water, don't we? We do. Dennis Nipmeyer from Higginsville and Tammy Winter, they're great people, and I'd like for the body to make them feel welcome.
Would the guests of the senator from Johnson please rise and be welcomed by the Senate. Introduction of guests. Seeing none, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of House bills on third reading. I'd ask you recognize the Senator from Cole on House Bill 673.
We are on the order of business of House bills on third reading. House Bill 673, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 673 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes have it. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill number 673 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this came over from the Senate, from the House. We've talked about it on the Senate floor. We've also had a committee hearing on a Senate version of this. This simply would take the name of Lynn State Technical College and change it to State Technical College of Missouri. Many of you have been out to Lynn to see the facility. They have done an absolutely fantastic job in that school over the last 20 years, specifically over the last 10 years. They provide a valuable asset to residents and youth from all over the state, and that's why they want the name change. They want the name change to reflect what their mission is, and their mission is they are a statewide college. Now, they have done a great job in job placement. We talked a lot about that yesterday, about what are we doing to educate kids and making sure we've got their jobs. Lynn has an unbelievable placement rate for its students. It offers technical education for kids who have that area of interest, and certainly the state and our employers have that area of need from kids that are go to Lynn State Technical College. I'd be happy to answer any questions. It'll take me a while, Mr. President, to stop calling it Lynn State Technical College, but hopefully with this body's approval today, the school can go on to the next step in their life and continue to expand their mission in a statewide presence.
The Senator from Cole has moved that House Bill 673 be read the third time and put upon its final passage. Before we take discussion on that, the Chair would like to introduce a very special guest, hearing no objection. Today, we have up in the upper gallery students from St. Therese Academy in Kansas City. And there are three honorary pages that I would like to make honorary pages for the day. Madeline Quinn, Annalise Nissen, and Morgan Greenfield, and they will serve without compensation. And I would ask that the St. Therese students rise and be recognized by the Senate. We are on the motion of the senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
The senator from Cole renews his motion that House Bill 673 be read the third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
House Bill number 673, an act relating to the renaming of Lynn State Technical College with an effective date. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves. Parson. Pierce. Richard. Romine. Roop. Sater. Schaff. Schaefer. Schmidt. Sifton. Sylvie. Wallingford. Walsh. Wasson.
Senator from the 23rd. By your vote of 30 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to our business for third reading of Senate bills.
Senator, would you like me to call the calendar?
I would like you to go to the order of business for third reading of Senate bills.
Okay. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 317. And we are on the order of business of third reading of Senate bills. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 317 and 319. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill number 317, 319 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion of the Senator from St. Genevieve. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us, Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 317, 319 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the bill about electronic proof of insurance. It allows the individuals to present their proof of insurance to law enforcement as well as to the DOR fee offices. This also allows the opportunity for the insurance companies to provide insurance data to their consumers as well. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator, I need for you to make a motion to adopt the Senate committee substitute. Oh, we don't have to do that. Okay, sorry. The senator from St. Genevieve has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 317 and 319 be read the third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could I inquire of the senator from the third?
Does this senator from the third yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, do you fish any?
Yes, I do.
I just had remarkable article I just was reading a while ago, and I don't know if you know, but 7.5 miles from my back porch is Roaring River State Park.
Beautiful park.
Have you been there?
Only been through there. I haven't been able to enjoy the fishing or the ambiance, no.
But it has been ranked the number one park for fishing in the state of Missouri by an online poll through mo.gov.
And that's great.
I just thought you should know that because...
Are you inviting me down?
Yes, I'm inviting you down, and I will be glad to even pay for your tag.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from St. Genevieve renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 317 and 319 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills Numbers 317 and 319, an act relating to the regulation of motor vehicles. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaaf.
Aye.
Schaefer. Schmidt. Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford. Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Senator from the 8th. As an aye. Senator from Barton. Senator from Jefferson. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 432, Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 432 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Webster. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us. Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, this has been referred to as the Pickle Nazi Food Nazi Bill. As I travel throughout the district, throughout the state, the one common theme that I constantly hear is leave us alone. When you ask somebody what we can do to help them, they say leave us alone. And that's what this bill does. It allows private and charitable organizations to come in and serve food at funerals after dinners, at charity fundraisers. It does not take the inspection process out of it. It simply says that they can do it. With that, I close, Mr. President.
Okay. The senator from Webster has moved that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 432 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. The senator from Webster renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 432 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 432, an act relating to the preparation of food for a charitable purpose. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Holzman, Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Lauger,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavoda,
aye.
Leibla,
aye.
McKenna,
no.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce, Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop, Sater,
aye.
Schaaf,
aye.
Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
no.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
By your vote of 29 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will go to order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I have a report.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 411, begs leave to report. It has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 401, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 437, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 378, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
Please send it forward.
A list of the appointments and the reappointment has been distributed on desks, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, that request is granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and the reappointment.
The Senator from the 23rd has moved that the appointments be granted and the Senate do give its consent to the appointments submitted by the governor contained in the report. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion passes. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 378 to the Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight Committee?
That bill will be so referred.
Oh, hold on. I've got more than one bill. Also, please send Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 401 and Senate Committee Substitute for 411 to the Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight.
That bill will also be so referred.
Those bills.
Those two bills will be referred.
Thank you.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of second reading of House bills.
Second reading.
Mr. President, one moment. The Senator from the 23rd would like us to stay on reports of standing committees, so I need him to get to the dais.
Reports of standing committees.
Senator from the 2nd. Senator from Polk, do you have committee reports on behalf of the Senator from 2nd?
I do, Mr. President. I have the reports on small business and insurance industry.
Okay, please send them forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred House Bill 133, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 30, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from Nottoway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report, and we're sending it forward.
Thank you. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Bill 432, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lauger, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Committee Substitute Number 2, House Bill 698, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred House Bill 184, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Laws of a General Nature has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 436, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 325, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Nieves, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill 78, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Bill 542, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Christian.
President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 375, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred House Bill 329, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence worked hard into the late into the night, and we also have a report.
So please send it forward. Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 52, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary in Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bills 256, 33, and 305, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of second reading of House bills.
Second reading of House bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Just go ahead.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 455 and 297.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 455 and 297, an act relating to food stamps.
Governmental accountability and fiscal oversight. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 335.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 335, an act relating to public safety.
Judiciary, House Bill 756.
House Bill.
Senator from the 23rd, would you please repeat the destination for...
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 335 should go to local government.
Thank you. Proceed.
House Bill 756.
House Bill 756, an act relating to prisoner reentry services.
Governmental accountability and fiscal oversight. House Bill 808.
House Bill 808, an act relating to sunset provisions related to education.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 170.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 170, an act relating to firearms.
General laws. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 455 and 297. Hold on. All right, that's it.
Senator from Newton. Senator from Phelps. I'm sorry, Lewis. Senator from Lewis. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I wish unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests filing into the balcony up here.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today with us, all the way from Palmyra, Missouri, we have a group of fourth graders up here. Actually, I believe there's 80 students. I hope they can count, and I hope they don't leave any here today. But with them today are also six teachers. Like I say, it's the fourth grade elementary school at Palmyra, Missouri. And I'd like the body to make them feel very welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Lewis please rise and be welcomed by the Senate? Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House that you are pleased to have them read?
There are messages from the House. Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 601, entitled An Act Relating to Broadband and Communications Deployment. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 881, entitled An Act Relating to the Department of Natural Resources, with an emergency clause defeated. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 275, entitled An Act Relating to Illegal Immigration, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health will have a quick executive session immediately upon adjournment in the Senate lounge. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned till 4 p.m. Friday, April 29, 2013.
Senator from Newton, did you say Friday, April 29th?
Monday.
Monday. The Senator from Newton has moved that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April the 29th, 2013. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April the 29th, this year.